Hello and a good evening. This is National Consultant Richard Amoydo and my wife Mary Amoydo. We're super excited to host tonight's call and glad you guys took time to invest in your business. Hopefully you've had a very productive, profitable week as we enter into the final days of our extended promotion of triple quadruple and double triple, depending on if you were at simulcast or were not at simulcast. And
tonight we have a special guest on the line, and we're super excited to have him. I think he is probably going to blow some of your guys' mind on what's possible, even with what life throws your way. We're going to talk about all the great things he's accomplished, what's opening up for his family. So make sure you've got pen and paper handy because you do not want to miss these golden nuggets. We will have this call up at topambitleaders.com on Tuesday, sometime on Tuesday. So if you want to listen to it again and any other previous calls, they're all posted there at topambitleaders.com. So we are super excited about this guest because he has become a dear, dear friend of ours. He is definitely like family to us. He's got an incredible story of how he got started and why he got started. Something very, very inspirational, but I'm going to let him tell his story. Chad, are you there?
I am here. Yes, Mary. How are you?
Okay, good. So I'm super excited. For those of you who probably get the emails, we're going to be interviewing executive consultant Chad Crenshaw on the line. He was the very first recipient of the Horizon Award that was given by our chief marketing officer, Chris Chambliss, for the work that he did in Japan when we launched Japan and really what he did to take advantage of that new market. But Chad, I want you to share with everybody, and there's a lot of people who know you who you are, but there's also a lot of brand new people to the call who've really just started with Ambit. So will you just share a little bit about how you got started with Ambit and what had you jump on board?
Yeah, and first I really wanted to say thank you very much for having me on the call tonight. I'm incredibly honored, and especially since y'all are such friends, family, and just my mentors, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on. But again, for everyone, my name's Chad Crenshaw. I'm actually 39 years old. I'm a full-time construction worker. I'm actually standing in my office right now because my family's at home. They had to go to sleep. And so I'm at the office I'm going to be at tomorrow morning at 4 o'clock just so I can do this call, and I'm thrilled to be here. I have a beautiful wife named Shannon Crenshaw at the house. The reason I started this business, my oldest son now is 7 years old, and I have a new four-month-old baby boy, and because of this business, his name is Cash, and we are incredibly, just incredibly honored to be a part of this company. And, you know, I thought my life was absolutely perfect. I married way above my head, and life was really good. I had a great construction job, and 4 years ago, my family had a little over $35,000 in the bank, which we thought was just incredible. I had a business management degree, and my wife actually graduated from college and went on to medical school. Like I said, I married above brain-wise and beauty-wise, but she has a master's degree in medical, and you know, life was just rolling along really good, but she was a contract worker for some schools. She was a physical therapist, worked with a bunch of special needs children at several different school districts. So I actually think my wife is an angel. But we didn't have any health insurance being contract workers, and something hit us. My son, I get kind of choked up talking about it, but my son had some medical conditions, and being that we didn't have any health insurance, we had to prepay for MRIs and we had to prepay for various medical treatments. And in about a six-month period, we found ourselves 3.5 years ago with $7.85 in the bank account. And that's a very, when you're proud like I am, it's a very humbling feeling to be in. I felt like the worst father and husband on the planet, and I really didn't know what I was going to do, and just kind of fell off into just a bad state of mind, which I really don't ever get in. And a few days later, I was over one of my buddy's houses, doing him a favor at his house and on some construction work, and I overheard him talking to somebody about electricity, about how he could save them some money. And I was too proud. I never told anybody about my situation, but we were trying to cut off our satellite. We were trying to cut off you know, all the unnecessary bills that we had, but we could not cut off our electricity. And I asked him whenever he hung up the phone, could he help me save money on my bill? And he said, I don't know, go home, take a picture of your front and back of your bill. So I did exactly that. And he told me that I was getting hosed so bad that Ambit was going to save me $80 on my electricity bill. And that was 10 times the amount of money that I had in my bank. And so, you know, for me, I understood Ambit from the beginning, not from the consultant side, but from the customer side. Like, I felt incredibly grateful that someone was able to save me money on a bill that I had to have the rest of their lives. And 3 days later, he called me back and he said, hey, Chad, he said, I was supposed to share with you, I'm kind of new at this, I'm supposed to share with you that you can make additional income. And I said, you got paid to save me money on my electricity bill? And he said, yes. And I said, good, sign me up for that too. And he said, well, I'm supposed to show you a video, or I'm supposed to take you to a presentation and these various things. And I said, listen, I work in 80, 90, 100 hours a week right now. I said, I don't have time to do any of that. And he said, well, I didn't tell you how much it cost. And I said, I don't care. I don't have any money. Do you take a credit card? And so basically that's how I got started in the business. And 3 days later, I went to a presentation and they had two guests with me, and I walked up to a gentleman that was running the presentation, and I told him, listen, my name's Chad Crenshaw. I'm broke. I have two guests here. I've already signed up to be a consultant, and I don't know what I'm doing. Can you please help me? And he said, absolutely. And he took great care of my people, and that's basically how I got started in this business, Mary.
Yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, you know, we talk a lot about people having a big why or, an event in their life that is causing them to look at life a little bit differently, and you certainly had that happen to you. And, you know, but, you know, the other thing about your story, Chad, is obviously, you know, most of the year you work pretty crazy hours. And, you know, a lot of people we hear all the time when we're prospecting people, you know, we hear the main objection is obviously time. It's not the money right now. I mean, when this business used to cost $460 to get started, you could say, okay, it was a little bit, you know, people had to wait things out, maybe sell something to whatever. But at $100 to get started, most of the time that's just not the case unless they're waiting on their next paycheck. So time is the big factor for prospects. And even after consultants join, talk about how you squeeze Ambit in with your work schedule, because, yeah, you have seasonal stuff, but you still have a pretty constant schedule throughout the year.
Yeah. So actually when I first joined Ambit was actually the busiest time of my, you know, the busiest time of my career. We actually do a lot of commercial, everything we do is commercial, but we do a lot of schools. And during the summertime, I'm busier than ever. I can't go on family vacations or anything because I just don't have any time. We work 6-7 days a week. Then I was working 100 hours. You know, it's nothing for me to work 80-90 hours a week. You know, if I'm working 50-60 hours, I felt like I got fired, or I felt like I'm actually turned my career into a part-time job. And so, you know, when I hear people say they don't have enough time to do Ambit, you know, I field a lot of three-way phone calls from all over this country from people that I don't know and I've never met. And, you know, hopefully I'll get a chance to meet at Ambition and in the future. But, you know, I get a lot of those calls. And if the people's one objection is I don't have enough time, I the first thing I do is sympathize with them. I say I completely understand that. You know, I think time's the most valuable asset that you can give another human being. And, you know, I hate to waste your time, so can I ask you, you know, how many hours did you work this week? And I've yet to have a single person tell me or state a number where they work more time. And so literally that's how I work through that process. And, you know, coming up here to the office, I can't help my wife with getting the kids ready for school tomorrow, the 7-year-old, and I can't, I can't help her with baby Cash in the morning time. So she has to figure that out, which she does very well, by the way. But, you know, I'm going to get here at 4:00 in the morning. I've got to be on the job site by 6:00 and do all that. You know, I used to think that I didn't have enough time to do Ambit or do more of Ambit. But all I did at this point is just, you know, kind of reorganize my time. I don't spend my time wastefully. Like I just don't sit there and watch a couple hours of television when I go home. I spend it with my kids. And, you know, I spend my time doing more of Ambit now than I ever thought that I would. And I have less time to do Ambit now because of, you know, my children and my wife staying home with them, and I just want to spend time with them. And so, you know, during the daytime when I'm on my lunch break, or during the daytime when I'm walking around job sites, I just don't miss a chance to talk to somebody about Ambit. I mean, I talk to people all the time on job sites about Ambit. Some of them make fun of me, some of them don't. When I'm driving from one job to the next, it doesn't take much to already have a list from the night before, whether or not I put that list together at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, of consultants that are in my business. You know, I spend a few minutes every day trying to call those consultants, making sure they know where they're at, making sure we're trying to read bills and look at, you know, look at when they're going to schedule their next home party or something else. But, you know, I can still build this business with 2 to 5 minutes, 10 to 15 times a day. And if you put 5 minute phone calls 15 times a day, well, you've spent more time doing Ambit than most people out there. And then, you know, my wife is completely, you know, at this point completely, I don't want to say bought in, but, you know, just sold and so appreciative of Ambit that, you know, even after going to work for 12 or 14 or 15 hours a day, my family understands, my kid, my 7-year-old son, Kale, and my wife, they understand what is happening to our family. And so she allows me to leave a couple nights a week to go do home parties or to do presentations or do things like that, to where I know that if I'm going somewhere, it's going to be Ambit related. Nothing cuts into my life anymore. I used to love playing golf. I used to play golf a ton. I got down to a scratch golfer. I played golf 4 times last year. And it's not that I don't want to play golf. It's just I can play all the golf that I want in a few years from now. But right now, the only thing that's going to cut into my family life is Ambit. And whether it's minutes a day or my designated days, it turns into a few hours a day. Like, you just have to make that commitment. And it can be made whether you work 40 hours or 100 hours a week. I am living proof that there is plenty of time to be able to build this business.
You know, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. So it's right now 9:13 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Chad said he was going to get up at 4 a.m. So that's 6 hours and 47 minutes from now if he would go to bed right now, which I know he's not going to bed right now. And I know he's at the office, which he still has to drive home. And I know once he drives home, he's going to be jacked up from the call. So he's not going to bed. But I want you to think about this, that you really can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And we hear that a lot. But Chad's prime example of it, you know, his sponsor, Matt Long, wasn't even talking to him about Ambit. He just overheard it. And it was the overhearing of it that piqued his interest, that triggered the conversation that got him into Ambit. So I just want to underline and highlight for everybody on the call that you actually have to be talking to people for the right people to be coming into your business, because if you're not talking to people, people aren't hearing about it. So, you know, Chad, you have carved out Ambit in your crazy busy schedule right from the get-go. What was it, or that had you realize, like, this is really your ticket out? Or what was the moment of truth for you that you realized that this really could be something special for you and your family?
So, you know, down at Simulcast, and it's the reason everyone should push going to events or promote going to events or whatever the verbiage is, but you know, for our family, I was promoting through the compensation plan. I had promoted twice to senior consultant on just a minimal amount of effort that I knew that I could give. You know, my self-awareness allowed me to, you know, right then knew that was all the time that I could give, until I was at Simulcast just a couple years ago when Ambit announced that they were going expanding into the country of Japan. And I personally didn't know anybody from Japan. I'd never been to Japan, nor did I speak Japanese. But I had personally sponsored 2 people into my senior coded organization that had a lot of ties to the country of Japan. And I knew that was my one opportunity, just for the fact that, you know what, it was going to be, you know, just an unbelievable opportunity to be with a company like this that could go expand and be part, maybe one of the first key players or key people, whatever you want to call it, in that country. And so literally on the drive home, my wife and I talked and started making phone calls on the way home. And I don't recommend this to anyone, but I didn't go to sleep for 3 days. I went to work all day long. I came home, I had dinner with my family, and I literally drank a five-hour energy drink, and I stayed up all night for 3 days. And I don't recommend that for anybody because that's super unhealthy. But in those 3 days, I literally learned everything I could about the country of Japan. I hired a translator just in case I ever went to the country of Japan. I started learning Japanese a couple hours a night for the next 3.5 months. And literally that was it. That's when I put my flag in the ground. And over those 3.5 months, we turned just those two connections into a lot of solid connections with the help of, you know, with the help of you and Richard and the translator, and just realized that that was my moment. That was my family's moment, that we could either just keep building the way we were, or we could blow the doors off of our business.
You know, I just want to point out, you know, Chad saw an opportunity. He was actively engaged in the business, and the active engagement is what gave him the opportunity to go to Japan. And it wasn't because he just happened to be where he needed to be. He was really, you know, if you look at it, I think sometimes people hear stories like yours, Chad, and they think, well, he had a lucky break. He got lucky and he had this person in his business. And the reality is the two people that he had in his business that came in that had all these connections to Japan really didn't pan out. That's the thing that brought him to Japan, but those people really didn't pan out. They didn't explode the business. They didn't go and crush it. They didn't have a million people at business presentations, but it was enough to get him in the door that had him go after it and keep working because he was already pot committed. You know, I think sometimes consultants get in the business and they never get themselves in a place where they're pot committed, where it's easier to pull back than it is to move forward. And so for Chad, by the time he got to Japan, he had to make something happen. And so it was literally morning, noon, and night to make something happen, even if these guys weren't going to pan out.
You know, one thing I want to back up on, Chad, with your story, and there was a conversation that we had months ago, many months before you went to Japan, when we had that conversation of if you should go. And obviously we've seen a lot of people go over to Japan that probably went over there a little prematurely. But you also went over there very, very prepared, meaning you guys did some major adjusting to make sure that finances were not going to be burdensome. So share a little bit about that.
You know, for our family, we were back living paycheck to paycheck after, you know, after all our financials, you know, kind of after we got kicked in the teeth by life. And you know, after working with y'all, we really reevaluated a lot of stuff. And, you know, fast forward back to what you're talking about, we literally had sold our house and we had moved into a rent house. And, you know, I like to tell everybody, if you look back at my story, God's the only way that can connect all the dots that have gotten me to where I am today. But we literally had sold our house. We had paid off my wife's student loans. And with the money that we had left over from that, I had to sit down with my wife as we were building through all this, and we literally had to decide that it was okay if we used the last of our resources, the last money that we had in the bank, because Shannon wasn't going to be able to work and you know, with Kale at the house. And so we literally set aside all the money that we knew we were going to need there, plus whatever money was coming in through Ambit, to fund that entire trip. And, you know, when I was there, it cost us $600 a month to live in that 72-square-foot apartment that I lived in. And you know as well as I do, the trains are $750. And, you know, it was just incredibly expensive. But the groundwork you're talking about, we literally had to set those finances aside. And I literally had to make this thing work. I had to make it pan out because I was putting, you know, my reputation and my money and my family and everything, I was putting it all on the line for this.
You know, that's really awesome, Chad. I want to highlight something, is that you guys had already sold your house long before Japan was ever an option, long before that announcement was ever made. And one of the things we've always told our team is if you want to get financially free fast, you got to get skinny. You got to start carving away non-necessities in your budget so that you can hit your financial freedom number faster. So if you want to be able to retire, you want to be able to have your residual income cover your expenses, You need to get your expenses down. You need to get your expenses skinny. So if what you need to do is get a cheaper car, or you need to cancel the country club membership, or you got to go to a cheaper gym, or you got to, you know, quit paying for satellite and whatever other extras, or you quit ladies going to the nail salon, whatever that is to get yourself skinny so that you can get to the financial freedom faster is what you really need to do. And that's one of the things that Chad and Shannon did, is they just took that to heart and they got skinny, which put them in a position where they could do that. But months before that, if you hadn't sold your house, I don't know if Japan would have been an option for you guys at all.
There's zero chance that Japan ever would have been an option. And, you know, per our conversation, you know, I'd actually never sat down and made a budget. Like, I didn't really know how much money we had coming in or getting put back or anything else. I didn't have a 401k and didn't have any of that. We just had plenty of money that were covering the bills. So essentially, you know, we were just, you know, $35,000 that gets knocked out in a 6-month period. We really couldn't absorb much more than, you know, than the typical person. We were living paycheck to paycheck. We just didn't really know it. And after our conversation, we already started getting really skinny, and we moved into a rent house to only now have the only thing we owe money on at this point is our house, which we're going to try and pay off in the next couple of years.
That's awesome. You know, when you look at where you are today in your business as an executive consultant, you know, you're now a leader in this company, which I know you didn't ever think you were going to be or set out to be. Maybe got a little bit more fanfare than you ever anticipated. I know Shannon certainly gets is a little uncomfortable with some of that sometimes. But you know, you sponsor a new person. What is it that what are your first steps that you're doing with a brand new marketing consultant that you're bringing into the business?
You know, right now with all the promotions that are going on, like I literally sponsor a new consultant today, and they're within driving distance from me, and I drove over to their house and gave them, you know, a brand new Success from Home magazine, and literally gave them three forms, our Jumpstart form, which I'm sure every team on this has some variation of. And then literally tomorrow we're going to go through, we're going to make the list that everybody talks about, however you make it. We're going to go through and we're going to make the list, and we're going to go get those first four customers. And the reason I say four customers is because, you know, you're going to teach people people are going to do what you tell them to do. Like, most people, like myself, had no idea what I was supposed to do when I joined this business. So, you know, when somebody tells you to go get two, you go get two. When somebody tells you to go get four, you try and go get four. So we're basically trying to teach everyone when they first get in the business to do that. And within the first 2 weeks in my packet, within the first 2 weeks, we're trying to get everyone. They don't have to have the Jumpstart, the home party or the home presentation. They don't have to have it in the first 14 days, but they have to schedule it in the first 14 days because everybody knows how effective those are. And so for me, it's about getting the new consultant paid as quickly as possible, because everybody starts this business to make money. And so all the new people, they need to recoup their $100. Like you said, $100 is as much as $469, but $100 still to somebody like me that had $7.85, I want it back as quickly as possible. And so our goal is to not just get their money back. Our goal is to get them profitable as quickly as possible, and then schedule their home party, and then we're off to the races.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone quit on payday. You know, so you know, so some people say, well, that's not, you know, the $100 is not that important. Well, it must be, because most people don't quit when they get paid. People that don't get paid tend to come up with tons of reasons and excuses and use all the other things out there to justify why this business is too hard or why they can't do it. Blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, you think about, you know, your outlook right now. I know you're kind of on a, you know, a little bit of a timeline of, you know, you would like to break away and definitely not be working full time where you are right now. Tell me kind of where you're at, or tell us where you're at on that timeline and why that's so important to you.
27 months. That's just so you know, like that's the that's the timeline, you know. My the company that I work for, you know, my boss, I love them. Like, I love the people I work for, and I know that's a rarity, that's an anomaly. But I love the people I work for. I wouldn't be here anymore because the only thing that I love as much as them is my Ambit business and my Ambit family. And so I'm torn between a rock and a hard place. But my company has given me a career for 24 years. And for me, like, it's morally and unethically wrong for me to leave. They've given me everything that I've had up to this point. That my boss gave me 3 months off, and he paid for my airfare to go to the country of Japan. And so, like, at what point would it be wrong to leave someone who's given you all that? And the answer is whenever he's going to close the door. So, you know, in 27 months, this building is going to be paid for, and then he'll have a lot of options, and we'll go from there. But right now, you know, I'm on that deadline. And so, you know, my goals for me and my family in those 27-month time period is hopefully he's almost a senior consultant in my business. I would love for him to be one of my executives in the business. That'd make an interesting twist to this story. But, you know, my family, I would love to be a national consultant by then. That's my goal. That's what I'm shooting for, to be a national consultant before I leave this. And it's not for any other reason than I would love to say I became a national consultant while I was working 80 to 100 hours a week building this business part-time. I think there's a huge impact on that. And so, having our home paid for, not owing another person on this planet, and to be able to say that that happened over, you know, 5, 6 and a half years, whatever that adds up to be, that is a truly incredible thing to be able to go tell somebody, this is what I did in this period of time, only because I believed in myself and I found a few other people that actually believed in me or were willing to work with me. And so that's my time schedule that I'm working on.
You know, you sound like Jim Rohn. You don't want to quit your job because you want to give up your story of making more in your fortune than on your job. So I love that. You know, we've shared some really great memories, all of us together, and how much time we spent in Japan and driving around in Mario Karts dressed like Mario Brothers in Osaka and all sorts of crazy stuff. But what's been, you know, you've been involved in Ambit for a few years now. What's been your greatest surprise? Like, what's been, like, something that, wow, you never saw this coming?
I think the greatest surprise for me really was actually asked to get to speak on stage and winning an award. You know, it was interesting that the ambition before Matt Long and I, you know, we spent a lot of time together talking about this business and really trying to learn and teach. And the ambition before Chris brought me up on stage to give me the Horizon Award, the year before that, Matt and I were sitting there, and he goes, man, wouldn't it be amazing one day to be up on that stage and get an award? And I was like, dude, I'm just trying to pay my bills. I said, I'm trying to pay my bills, but it would be absolutely incredible. And we actually talked about it for about 10 minutes that day about what it'd be like to win an award. And then as y'all were all on stage and Chris was talking, he brought y'all on stage. He brought Tim and Sonya up on stage and Jordan and Vanessa. And it was truly incredible because at that particular moment, it was almost a low because I was sitting there listening and I go, you know, this is in my head. I thought, you know what? It would be incredible. I'd love to be up on that stage because those now are, you know, some of my best friends in this business. And it would have been incredible to be part of that story. And then he started telling the story, and I kind of just blacked out. And it was truly remarkable. And to go from going up on that stage truly knocked my socks off to actually be given a platform now to try and help as many people as possible. The construction world is truly a negative place. You meet some really good people, but inherently it's negative. And, you know, the platform that Ambit has allowed me to have, who was basically given me when I got that award, basically given me a platform to help a lot of people. And I'm just here to tell you that it feels a lot better to help as many people as you possibly can than just go to work every day and still trying to figure out what you're doing. So that's my biggest, thing was winning that award and what it has allowed me to become after it.
That's cool. You know, you hit on something there. I don't know if a lot of people heard it. You know, you were talking about, you know, the environment that you're in typically throughout the day is pretty hardcore and negative, which, you know, depending whether you wear a white collar, blue collar, no collar, whatever it is, I know a lot of people probably have that in their work, life, which is why it's so critical why people have to stay plugged in. You know, they've got to, you know, be at the weekly events. They've got to be at the local regional events or the big company events, whatever it is, or the team calls that you do, you know, whatever happens. Because people don't realize how much of a subtle effect that outside negativity has on them in building their business. And pretty soon it feels like, you know, the weight of the world's on them. And it is, because they've got, you know, 2 tons of negativity on their shoulders, and they haven't been around people that are looking at life just a little bit differently, which is why Ambit has such an incredible environment and atmosphere to help people see the light, literally, and then and lighten the load a little bit and take some action. So, you know, you've been around, obviously, a lot of different events. Tell us a little bit about your experience about being around Power Trips, because I know you've been to a few.
So I think Power Trip is very, very important. One, because you get to just be surrounded with so many other like-minded people like everything else. But, you know, to be able to get close contact with, you know, with corporate, with some of those people that you can actually walk up and ask questions to corporate, that is truly an amazing experience. Being able to get so close to the co-founders is really remarkable. I've never heard of another company that does anything like that. But the event that is put on, and it's very limited seating, and I don't know if it's sold out or not. I'm going, of course. I bought my tickets. If it's not sold out, it should be sold out. You know, from what you gain there, attending and being around and learning, and you know, all the mentorship that you actually get, there's no reason not to go. And I used to not believe in attending events, and it's because I thought I'm not going to, you know, nobody's going to teach me anything. I've run this $10, $13 million worth of work, whatever that was. I'm not going to attend. I don't need to be going to pep rallies and all this other stuff. But if I didn't plug into events like Ambition and like Power Trip, the one coming up, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, because I wouldn't have met y'all, and I wouldn't have met, you know, Brian, I wouldn't have met Ray, I wouldn't have met all these people that put on these events, and I wouldn't have got to hear Jerry, you know, speak in person. And it's a life-changing event, and people may think that sounds ridiculous. I probably would have if I'd been on this call for the first time, but I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. And if you can get there, if you're in driving distance, or me, I'd go on a plane at this point. I wouldn't miss that event for anything in the world. And so if you get off this call tonight and you're not registered, I'd get registered as quick as possible.
Yeah, I do have an anticipation that this one's going to sell out. I mean, we're going to have an incredible lineup that's never been done before. Obviously, Chris and Jerry do a bang-out job when it comes to the Friday night open Q&A, which the only company I know that does that, the only CEO that I know that does that on an annual basis without attorneys filtering questions, is Warren Buffett with Berkshire Hathaway. So it's a pretty rare deal that your co-founders and executive team would actually do that with just anybody that walked up to the mic, whether you were a day in the business or 12 years in the business. So definitely you can get your tickets at ambitpowertrip.com. There's VIP seating, there's additional tickets that for general admission or whatever that might be. But definitely take advantage of that. That is going to be in Dallas, April 4th, 5th, and 6th. The 4th is a Thursday night. That's a special business presentation with the leaders that come in early from different parts of the country. And then Saturday morning is a leadership breakfast. And then Friday evening is going to be with Chris and Jerry. And then we've got all-day training with upcoming leaders, some of your top income earners, you know, your Millionaire Club winners, your five-star trip winners. So literally, you are going to be around the top performers in the company in a very small, compact place.
The leadership breakfast is on Friday, but the agenda is all there at ambitpowertrip.com. Before we wrap up the call, I just want Chad for you to give you an opportunity to say any last-minute things that you want to just share with the field, things that are on your heart, anything that you want to leave them with.
Yeah, again, I want to thank you for having me on the call. But, you know, for the people that know me, like I really don't care that much about electricity. I really don't know that much about electricity. And I don't spend a whole lot of time teaching people that join my team or people from offside the team. You know, short of just looking at the bills and reading the bills and doing all that, I spend most of my time really working on people's mindset and teaching people that it is okay to be more than what you currently are and have more than what you currently have. Like, I honestly think that God wanted me to be more than a construction worker, and some people laugh at that and some people tell me I'm an idiot. But, I mean, I look back at where I was 3.5 years ago and all the dots, like I mentioned earlier, that connected me to get here. And, I mean, it really is incredible that people have a tendency to care more about what they think other people are going to think about them than what they actually think about themselves. And, you know, the economy doesn't have to crash, right? When 3.5 years ago the economy was going up, but my economy crashed. And I didn't have a backup plan. And what I teach people is, if you listen, like if you're out there and you just started this Ambit business, or if you're in your journey just like myself, I got laughed at a whole bunch of times last week. All right. If you're out there and you're brand new in the business, or you're trucking on through, and there's going to be negative people, there's going to be people out there that tell you that this is not possible, this isn't real, this isn't anything else, and you listen to them and you believe, you're only quitting on yourself. Like, if you go home and you're sitting at the dinner table and you're depressed because such and such at your job told you what you're doing is not going to work and they won't take a look at this business, they're not sitting there at dinner thinking about you. That was just something to say to you. And if you give up on yourself, if you give up, you're not giving up on anybody except you and your family and everything else. It was very hard for me at the beginning to try and wrap around my mind that anybody would listen to a construction worker about electricity, right? But I always tell everybody, I had an unfair advantage. I was broken, I had a sick kid, and I was on salary, so I had to do something else. And this business was the only thing. This business, the Ambit opportunity, saved my life, and it changed my family's life. And the only reason I allowed it to do that is because I didn't care what anybody else thought. And I would love for everybody to like me, and I would love for everybody to join my business. But the truth of the matter is, everybody's not going to like me and everybody's not going to join my Ambit business. And you got to talk to a lot of people, and sometimes you got to get ridiculed, and sometimes you got to get laughed at. One of my last, three or four videos that I put on Facebook where I'm talking about this, I literally will go to a job site the next day and I talked about while I was in Japan, I missed my family and it was the hardest thing I did, and I put my head in my hands and I cried. I literally got ridiculed by a few gentlemen when I showed up on a job site. They started laughing at me and saying, "Man, you're quite the crybaby. You know, you're telling stories like that. I can't believe you'd put that out there for people." I have to go through that right now. Like, I'm just a shield for other people. Like, and I don't care. They're watching my videos. Why are they watching? They're watching them so, one, they can either make fun of me, but when their economy crashes or something else, guess what? I'm probably going to be the person that they call. And I don't care about those people, because if this phone call or anything that anybody does for you impacts you in any kind of way, if we can help you change your life, then we're here to do it. And so my plea to everyone is just stop caring so much what other people think. Figure out why you want to do this business. Jump in feet first and go. And that's my plea for everyone.
That's so cool, so awesome. You know, by the way, for the record, just in case everyone's wondering, Kale is doing amazing. He is shooting hoops, doing karate. He's smarting off. He's doing all the things that a young boy should be doing at this age.
Nerf gun wars.
Yeah, he's really good at Nerf gun wars too. You said something, Chad, that it feels like I'd never heard before, but you talked about, hey, you know, the economy was going good, but my economy wasn't. I don't know if anyone caught that, because anyone's individual economy could change in a heartbeat. Just because the Dow is at whatever and your 401k might say whatever, or whatever you think's going on with your, another person's business, it doesn't matter. You know, our job is to get out there, share the opportunity with people, we're going to take some arrows in the back. We're going to find some people that want to run with us. And you're right, when something happens in their life, they might circle back around. But the one thing that's not going to happen is you're not going to slow down because somebody else doesn't catch the vision right now because they've got something blinding them, whatever that might be. And I loved also what you said is you had an unfair advantage, you know, that you were broke, you had a sick kid, you had, you know, working 80, 90, 100 hours a week. That is definitely an unfair advantage. But really what makes it an unfair advantage is you were present to how bad you needed a solution. And so everyone that's on this call right now, if you're not going to get present to how bad you need a solution, then this business at times is going to seem harder than what it is. You know, I was asked the other night at the meeting after the meeting with our Dallas meeting, and somebody asked me, said, you know, hey, did you ever feel like quitting? And the answer was no. I've never felt like quitting. I've never thought about quitting. I mean, there's been times where we've dialed back and slowed down and spent more time with family or traveled and stuff like that. But quitting, that wasn't why. You know, why would I quit when something's working? Even when it was hard, I knew it was working for others. So that was my inspiration. I never worried about those things. I just knew that everyone had the same comp plan, the same website, same territory, same rates. The only thing I needed to insert in all that was a really big vision, a really big why of why this business is going to solve those things that we were looking for our marriage and our family, just like you did and just like you're doing right now. And brother, I mean, listen, you've inspired countless people in a very, very short period of time. And I just cannot imagine over the next several years, literally the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, that maybe even millions that you're going to impact just because you were willing to take a chance and you weren't scared to go fight for it. So I know you blessed some people on the call tonight, and I thank you for being on the call. I'm just super, super excited what's available for you and your family in the years to come. And, you know, just keep at it, brother, because you are making it happen.
Well,
I go first. I can tell you, we are so blessed and appreciative of all the time that we've gotten to spend together. I can't tell everybody on the call enough that when you throw yourself into this business, you are going to meet the most special people in your life. You're going to meet people that start off as business partners, and then they become friends. And then at some point, if you're blessed enough as we have been, some of those people will become family. And certainly Chad and Shannon and Kale and Cash have been that for us. So we just love you guys very, very dearly. And I just so grateful for the blessing that you guys have been in our business and in our life.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And that's, you know, I was just about to thank y'all because, you know, if it wasn't for y'all, I mean, I wouldn't be here. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be where I'm at today business-wise or, you know, really as a husband and a father because, you know, what I've learned so much more than just Ambit. I've learned how to be a better husband. I've learned how to be a better father. You know, this business has truly given my family happiness. And, you know, people are looking for an ROI sometimes, and sometimes it's not financially. You know, the money comes. But if you're happy, if your investment brings you happiness, then sometimes, you know, that's enough. And so as I go out there now and as we keep continuing to build and help people, and I wish I could go faster, who doesn't? But it is what it is. I'm aware of where I'm at to this day. You know, I don't know. I'm just incredibly blessed and thankful and honored and, you know, all of that. And I'm incredibly thankful for my wife. And my wife is the most special person in my world. And she's allowed me to build this, and I always, you know, have to say it at some point in the call. Without her, none of this would be possible. And without my sponsor, Matt Long, sharing this with me, I wouldn't have any of it. So thank everyone. I am truly, truly blessed.
That's awesome, brother. All right. Well, you get some good rest because I know you got an early morning, but stay on the line just for just a little bit longer so we can let some people say goodnight to you and tell you thank you. Hang tight.
Thanks.